I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today. Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome, welcome. This is Chris Guillebeau, your host of Side Hustle School, the daily podcast all about making extra money without quitting your job, sometimes eventually building up to a full-time career or a small business, whatever you like to call it, but sometimes just getting out of debt or saving for your future or whatever's important to you. We're all about all kinds of things here on the podcast, but again, focused on that lens of making extra money. This is also our segment known as Throwback Thursday. And during this segment, we go back and hear from someone we featured long ago on the podcast. Last week, we heard from a Toronto yoga teacher who offers classes to people with chronic illnesses. She also works as a freelance writer. She travels the world. This week, we got something a little bit different. We're going to hear from Dan Zurcher. He is a longtime parking lot striper. That would be striper, not stripper. A parking lot striper who has also written the definitive how-to guide on the topic. So we've had all kinds of topics on the podcast. And in fact, we have covered parking lot striping. Dan is, as I said, the definitive authority on this. He's built a business several times over, as you're going to hear a bit in his update. So in fact, let's hear from him. And I'll come back at the end with a quick wrap up.
My name is Dan Zurcher. I own the American Striping Company in Columbus, Ohio. My side hustle was started as parking lot striping. And I believe the episode we had about a year and a few months back was episode 1576. It started in 1992. And as I was going through some of my notes here, it was literally August of 1992. So this marks 30 years. My first job, I believe, was in September of 1992. But 30 years. My side hustle started as parking lot striping. It has morphed into a couple of other things. I can say more about that in a moment, but it started out striping parking lots. I was talking to my mom on the phone one day, and at the time I was an estimator for an asphalt company. She was talking about it. I was talking about it, and I told her that we hire stripers to come in when we're done, and she said, "Why don't you do that?" And I said, "Well, most companies don't do that. It's specialized." And she said, "No, why don't you do it?" And I said, "Oh, okay, well, because I don't have a striping machine." And she said, "I'll buy you one." And I said, No, you won't. Just, that's fine." So we hung up and blah, blah. And my wife said to me, "You look for a side business 2 years and your mother offers to buy you a striping machine and you say no." So, you know, all you can do is smile. I called her back. Long story short, she sent up some money. I bought a striping machine. And again, that was 30 years ago. And how I got started was I credit my mother and my wife. You know, just perhaps it was in my blood, perhaps it was in my history or something, but I credit my mom and my wife. After about year four or five, I went full time and it worked out. The income was there, was north of six figures. I only worked 7 months out of the year. We take winter off, very little overhead. So I went full time. As far as that goes, 15 years later, I wrote my book, How I Stripe. And I thought to myself, I cannot be the only person that needs a break. I can't be the only person that was broke, needs some kind of an idea for a side hustle. So I wrote my book and it started selling like right away. It was like right away. And I was tickled to death about that. About a year later, year 16, I believe, my wife talked me into buying a large CNC machine, computer numerically controlled, large table to cut stencils. And so I started doing that. It's been 15 years ago. And so I've morphed from parking lot striping to writing the book on how to into manufacturing the stencils. And so my side hustle became my main hustle. And again, we branched out a little bit from there. So I think a couple of things have happened since a year and a half or so ago, was I was on the show last. I'm in the shop more. I give away a lot of the striping. It's difficult for me to go out striping 12 hours here, 12 hours there, and have orders come in. I can't do that. So I stay in the shop. I manufacture the stripe or the stencils. I have good help. My son is there. He runs it. That's the biggest change, I think, for me personally. I'm in the shop more. I have talked on the phone so many times. People will call and ask what machines, what paint, what tips. And that's in my book. But I'll tell them, I'll recommend two machines. One's $6,700, one's $4,700-ish. You know, and I don't have any part of that. I just tell them what I would buy. But if they cannot buy that, they cannot afford that right now, I have a third one that I'll recommend. You go slower, you'll get done. But maybe in a year, you'll walk away from that one and buy another one. But my point is, get started. My advice is get started. I started striping parking lots, then I wrote a book, and now I make stencils. Everything can be a stepping stone. But I would say just get started. The other thing I would say is call me. You know, don't buy anything until you buy my book. Read that through, call me with questions. I'm here, I'll talk your head off. Everybody seems to want somebody to give them a hand up, some advice. Where have you been? How do I do it? Help me out. Now, I'm that guy. I can't not help somebody. And I think one of the biggest thrills that I just didn't see coming was putting people in business. When a grown man calls me giddy because he's done his first job, took him 5 hours to do like 20 lines. It's just, you know, it's a fun conversation and it's never about money. I enjoy putting people into work. So bottom line, buy my book. Don't buy anything else. Read that through. Keep going. Keep trying. And call me. Call me. I got questions. You got questions, I got answers.
At Alma, we know the connection between you and your therapist matters. But if you're already feeling stressed and burnt out, the idea of trying to find a therapist you really connect with can be overwhelming. That's why Alma's focused on helping you find the right therapist for you. When you browse their online directory, you can filter your search based on the qualities that are most important to you. Then you can book a free 15-minute consultation call with any therapist you're interested in seeing, so you can get a feel for whether they're the right fit before you commit to a full-length session. Alma also makes it easy for mental health care providers to navigate insurance. That's why 95% of therapists in their directory accept insurance for sessions, so you can find care that's affordable without stressing about the paperwork. You want to talk to someone, but not just anyone. Alma is there to help you find the right fit. Visit helloalma.com/therapy60 to schedule a free consultation today. That's helloalma.com/therapy60.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Dan, for sharing those updates with us. Really appreciate that. Listeners, check out his website, AmericanStriping.com. Once again, that's striping, not stripping. AmericanStriping.com, just one P. He has also written the book on striping, How I Stripe a Parking Lot. Very descriptive title. Kind of tells you exactly what you're going to get, which I think is good. Let me know what you think and who you'd like to see featured from our archives of more than 1,000 stories. If you've got a question and update for us about your hustle, sidehustleschool.com/questions. And of course, a new episode comes out every single day. It's completely free. You can listen wherever you like to get your podcasts. My name is Chris Guillebeau. You're listening to Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.